This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And yes, you are on 101.9 High FM. This is Bump and Beyond, and I'm your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. Feel today's is more of a self-care topic than parenting per se, but it is important because, as they always say, is that you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of others. And it's definitely something I feel that is quite relevant for each and every mom to talk about. I actually remember, like, I mean, pregnancy comes with fun things. Obviously, it's a blessing to be pregnant and to feel your baby moving inside you. And there's other things that kind of happen because people tell you all the time you're eating for two, so you're eating a little bit more and there's some weight gain happening. And there is a natural amount of weight that will be gained while you're pregnant. But then comes the wonderful part afterwards where you might be sitting with a little bit extra kilos that you didn't necessarily want or need. And also, you're entering the time of new parenting, where you don't necessarily have the time to eat properly or to plan properly to eat properly. And it just kind of naturally happens. Then breastfeeding sometimes helps. I feel with certain people, I felt like breastfeeding made me lose some weight. But then a year after, when you now stop breastfeeding, then you start drinking wine again, and that adds on to the kilos. And so if you haven't guessed it yet, the topic today is weight loss after pregnancy. What is normal weight gain? What do you need to do? What you can do? When you should do?
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Okay, now. Take two, apparently. We had some technical difficulties there. Let's blame my internet for these technical issues. If you've just joined us, we are today talking about weight loss after pregnancy. And before I got rudely interrupted, I don't know when was the last thing that you heard. But in the end of the day, I wanted to make the point that I don't know if there is a specific time frame. I never have to also say, I now say that I've lost a bit of weight, but I also never really felt fat before then. So I don't really feel like I was uncomfortable in my skin, but I'm not the expert in this. I coincidentally lost weight. I've brought in the experts to talk about this. And joining me today is registered dietitian and mom of two, Lisa Snyman. Hello, Lisa. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yolandi and the Bump and Beyond Show. What a privilege to join you guys. And what an exciting topic. So relevant to all the mothers. I'm sure they are listening to our show.
Yes. And to be honest, it's really because I told you now I've lost quite a bit of weight. I know it's because I stopped drinking wine and I started running like a crazy person. And that's why. So if you can do that, each one of you, but obviously that's not destined for everyone. I understand that. But there is a certain amount, but I do feel now that I've lost weight, so many people ask me, what am I doing? And my answer, I feel, is not nice for people to hear. People don't want to stop completely drinking wine and running really far.
I agree with you. And I don't think that's so practical for our mothers who just had a newborn. So if you then advise her to start running, Yolandi.
Yeah, no. See, and that's why we need to have this discussion to be a little bit more relevant and helpful to those moms. But like I mentioned earlier, of course, there is a certain amount of weight that you are going to gain during pregnancy. What is a normal amount to be gaining? Because is it just the baby's weight, 3 kilos? I know there's a lot more blood in your body, so that might add on to it as well. What's a normal amount to gain during pregnancy?
Yes, what a relevant question. I think many women struggle with this, and quite a loaded question because it differs or depends on so many aspects. I mean, for instance, we have to consider the starting weight that differs from, you know, mom to mom. So we have a look firstly at the BMI, body mass index. So for those maybe not quite familiar with the term, it's when we take your height and weight and we do a calculation to decide whether you're actually a normal weight, overweight, underweight. So that gives us an idea of where we start, and that guides us in terms of how many kilograms you should gain. Should you fall within the normal category, you're very blessed, and we would then advise the mom to be to gain 10 to 13 kilos throughout the 9-month pregnancy. This obviously differs should your BMI not fall within the normal. Argument's sake, you're slightly overweight, you fall pregnant. What now? Do I still gain 10 kilos? The answer is simply no. We then advise women to gain between 6 to 8 kilos, usually aiming for 6. We don't want them to gain more than that in the 9 months, which will still ensure a healthy and safe pregnancy. And when I'm referring to that, why? Why is this so important? Why do we watch the weight gain? And so many gynaecs refer patients to us to help mothers to be with managing this. And the main reason is manipulating risk elements during the pregnancy, such as developing hypertension, which is detrimental in a pregnancy, which will lead to so many early births because of the increased risk for both mom and baby. Also, the potential onset of gestational diabetes. And these days we know that should you suffer from gestational diabetes, the mom's risk of developing diabetes later in her life is significantly increased. So we want to manipulate the risk. We want to ensure a healthy and safe pregnancy for both mom and baby.
Oh, no, and I mean, that's, I mean, I also love how you kind of started with it, with that, the loaded question, because that's also for me, I also feel like later in life only that I realized that obviously every person is different. I'm quite tall. I'm 182. So in general, and I'm saying this to you because you're also quite tall, but you're super skinny. But in the same breath, sometimes when I tell people what my weight is, then they're like, oh, it's that much. And I'm like, yes, I'm 182. I'm really tall. So obviously there's a lot more weight involved here. So I love that you're also bringing people back to that idea of remember that each person is different and each you have to go according to that.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. This is Bump and Beyond, and I'm your host, Yolandi Becker. And today we're specifically talking about a very relevant topic. It's not necessarily parenting, but it is important to help you, I guess, during parenting. And that's we're talking about weight loss during or after pregnancy. I'm talking to my expert guest, registered dietitian and mom of two, Lisa Snyman. And just before the ad break, we were talking about what is kind of the norm like for gaining weight during pregnancy. And she advised that it does depend on each person's BMI. But as always, I want you to be part of the conversation. So if you have any questions for Lisa, please do send them through to us, either on Telegram or via SMS. We would love to hear from you. Or you could also share your own weight gain journey. I don't know, tips even. Anything that's relevant, we would love to hear. So you can Telegram us on 061-895-1019. It's really helpful that I repeated incorrectly. Or you can SMS us at 34519. SMSs are charged at R1.50. So, Lisa, now we know that there's a certain amount of weight that we are going to be gaining. Do we instantly lose that weight once we, what do you call it, push out that baby?
Well, I wish it was that easy. I think to some women it comes easier than others, but the weight loss actually takes as long as it took you to gain the weight. I recently had a patient who fell pregnant on a weight of 101 kilograms. Just to give maybe women out there hope, she fell pregnant on a weight of 101 kilos, quite an increased BMI, real significant risks that she had to face in the pregnancy. And she decided to make a total lifestyle change for a better outcome for both herself and her unborn child. And we endeavored in this journey together. And the day when she gave birth, she actually weighed 91 kilos.
So oh, wow.
Amazing, isn't it? So it shows us that during a pregnancy, you can also safely lose weight depending on the starting weight. So this greatly reduced her risks during the pregnancy, and she was able to carry to term. And just to give you some feedback, she is a star patient in the practice. 6 weeks after delivering her baby, she lost another 6 kilos, and she was very successful at breastfeeding. She weighed at that point 85. So the journey is still continuing. I'll keep you posted on the success. But I think this will also give women out there, maybe in the position of being overweight and pregnant, wanting to throw in the towel. No, you don't have to. This can actually be salvaged during your pregnancy journey.
Well, and I mean, that's actually quite interesting that you mentioned that, because I have to say that looking back, for me, during my pregnancy was actually a time where I feel like I was the healthiest that I have ever been in my life. The way I was eating, fluids that I was taking in, it was really such a healthy time. So it actually makes sense that it is okay, obviously, again, depending on what you shouldn't
yes.
be thinking, you shouldn't
yes.
be dieting.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think women in that phase, childbearing years, they are so focused on health for the sake of the children and to give that child the best start to life. I think that's super, super encouraging, yes.
Yeah. But what is the average weight loss after giving birth?
Ooh, again, it depends on how much you have gained during your pregnancy. But from experience, we aim to lose between 6 to 8 kilos within the first 4 to 6 weeks, which is quite hefty. But take into account the baby roughly contributes already 2-3 kilos of this. So we achieve this with the patients we work with. But when I say this, I want to qualify what I'm saying. And these patients achieving this, they have a reasonably or responsibly compiled diet program in place. This is not hit and miss and wing it. Let's take into account, we've got a young mother, she's just had her maybe first child, maybe third child, but nevertheless, the routine at home is severely disrupted. We're all getting to know each other and settling in. So it is a difficult time. So if you do not have a structured program in place, something that you can refer to, something that can guide you, winging it on your own seldom happens. And that's when we see this unfortunate situation of, after I had the baby, I never lost it, and then followed baby 2, 3, and so forth. And then it comes to a point where this woman is in severe, you know, a severe situation concerning her weight gain during her childbearing years. So we don't want that to happen. So yes, work with your nutritionist or work with your dietitian. Get a program in place before you deliver, ideally during the pregnancy already, so that you know exactly what to buy, what to prepare, when and how. And that also, just let's consider the stress factor in the household, mom, dad, and maybe other siblings already. If we can reduce the stress factors of what to eat, when to eat, what to buy, I think we are looking at a recipe of success.
No, I really do like that idea. But I also have to say that it kind of stuck now in my head that before you say I am gaining 10 to 12 kilos and just after, within the first 4 or whatever weeks, I'm only losing 4 to 6 kilos. There's a yes. deficit there.
Yes, you are left. So argument's sake, you're a performer and you really put in the hard work. And in the first 4 weeks to 6 weeks, you manage to lose 4 to 6 kilos. Let's put you on that 6 kilo mark and you've gained 10. You've got 4 to wing. You've got 4 to sort. And if you then got your successful breastfeeding in place, you've got a good eating pattern, it's only 4 left. But consider the women in the different situation where she's gained maybe upwards of 20 kilos. She hasn't lost in the first 4 weeks and she's still stuck there. you know, there's a vast difference between these two scenarios. So I think it's so important that we focus on putting the woman, the mother, in the ideal position to regain her self-confidence, body that she had before falling pregnant.
Yes, or even thinking about getting pregnant.
Yes, there's a lot to be said for that.
But I also had the experience, and you mentioned breastfeeding now a couple of times as well. For me, I felt, and a friend of mine, she actually argued with me about this because she felt she gained weight because of the breastfeeding. And I really felt like it helped for me losing weight, the breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. Does breastfeeding actually help with weight loss?
Oh, you're putting me in the middle of an argument with my friend.
You should just say, you win, Yolandi.
Okay, I'm going to take the safe route, yeah, and I'm going to say it's a little bit yes and no. Yes,
diplomatic.
When you breastfeed, I mean, consider the calories that you expend producing liquid gold. I mean, come on, it takes a lot of calories to produce breast milk on a day-to-day basis. So that puts you in the ideal position for weight loss, but we have to consider what it takes to produce breast milk. So number one, the first and foremost, is adequate hydration. So you need to be able to drink lots and lots of healthy fluids to hydrate properly and be able to produce breast milk. And when we say successful breastfeeding, what do we measure this against? So the quality of your breast milk will never be inferior to another woman's. The quality is always the same. It's the quantity that's the issue. Mm. So you want lots of breast milk so that you don't have a screaming and unsatisfied baby. So number one, we have to be adequately hydrated. Number two, you have to maintain well-controlled blood sugar levels. Now, how do you go about this? Well, small and regular meals. And I think this is where many women miss a tiny little word, small. So the meals that you're reaching for, snacks that you're reaching for, should be regular, but they should be small. In order to stabilize your blood sugar, it's between 4 and 6, and that enables your body to have the optimal situation for breast milk production. So the scenario, in that scenario, you will lose weight, but let's consider now chaos at home, newborn baby. Dad doesn't know what to do. Mom is frustrated. Number one, she's not sleeping well. We can't argue about that. Sleep patterns severely disrupted. The entire household's on its head. So that greatly contributes to higher stress levels. Cortisol levels will be affected. I've referred to the sleeping pattern that's affected. And again, immediately, eating pattern is shot because now the mom prioritizes the baby. I mean, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. She's not had her shower. She's not washed her hair. She's not had breakfast. Maybe she didn't even have supper the previous night because it was a difficult evening in the household. So what does she do? She reaches for convenience food. And what happens the first 2 or 3 weeks after a baby is born? The family and friends will visit. They will swamp the house wanting to see the new bundle of joy. So it's 11 o'clock. Friends arrive. We have brought some chocolate cakes and treats for the young family. And she has maybe chocolate cake for breakfast. I mean, this is an extreme example, but I want to illustrate the point that a new mother is often put in a position where she's not having small, regular, healthy, did I say small, snacks, meals. And then the blood sugar is not controlled. And I mean, that leads to increased sugar levels, increased insulin production, and weight gain. So I think the mystery has been resolved. Why do we gain weight? Why do some women gain weight during pregnancy when they breastfeed? I think this is one of the big factors causing that.
Yeah. And I mean, there's lots of, and I mean, you've mentioned now quite a lot of those things. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. This is Bump and Beyond. I'm your host, Yolandi Becker. And today we're specifically talking about weight loss after pregnancy. What is kind of the norm of gaining weight during pregnancy and what you should be losing after? And then, of course, now we're getting into the first why it happens. And I mean, Lisa kind of reiterated the fact now, my guest is Lisa Sneyman, a registered dietitian and mom of two, about the fact that there's so many factors in the beginning as a new mom that can contribute to it. And again, I now also earlier in the show mentioned a couple of other things that happened then eventually. I remember when my children started eating food then, then I would always be the one that's eating my own food and their food because they never finished their food. I stopped that eventually because then I was just gaining a crap load of weight. But that's also kind of happens where you're feeding them and they're not eating and you're like trying to encourage the eating. And luckily their food was relatively healthy, but still the quantity wasn't appropriate. So, and I mean, those are the type of things. And again, then eventually you stop breastfeeding and you start enjoying a glass of wine and things like that. Lots of calories. And that also increases snacking. So I feel like it's kind of an inevitable slope that you're going down, that you are going to be gaining a certain amount of weight. Is that the truth? Or let's get into it now. What is ways that we can avoid this inevitable slope?
I think you've definitely identified a high risk situation, definitely. Yes. But I think it's like seeing a pothole in a stretch of road and knowing that you should avoid it. So if you can identify the pothole, you can surely miss it. So that's what my game plan would be.
But are now helping people to identify those potholes. So if you're listening to this and you're pregnant, now you need to start preparing.
Listen up. Listen up. Avoid this pothole.
Yes.
Now, I think what you're saying holds great value. If you identify a situation where you could obviously gain weight, no, I won't say unknowingly, because you can identify why you gained the weight, but you have to have help at hand. You have to plan. You have to outsource. Don't you have a mother-in-law? I'm sure you can ask her to prepare a meal or two, or a good girlfriend. Or I think there's help at hand, and we should just know when to ask and then say okay and plan ahead. I think the key lies in that.
And again, it's also that's what's so nice about this community of High FM. I know we have a community of people that can help with feeding giving nutritious meals and things like that. So it is important to keep that in mind, is that if you plan properly. And I remember, especially during the newborn phase, I actually ordered food. You get these like meals on wheels. I can't even remember what it was called, but there was a woman who actually, we ordered food from her, and she brought us plates of food in the beginning when Emmy and Oscar were small, just so that we can ensure that we're having proper meals. So there are things like that out there to help you plan.
Yeah, I think that's in a broader sense, you know, providing healthy foods. If you break down weight loss, you know, I think there's one thing that I would honestly advise. If you say, what can I give as a tip here? I mean, I like this idea of outsourcing. You mentioned buying healthy meals from a provider or, you know, a family member. I think that's a solid suggestion. When it comes to weight loss, actually hydration plays such a key role. And now you're breastfeeding, you need to hydrate because you need to produce breast milk. So why not two in one? Why don't we breastfeed, enable the body to produce breast milk, but also lose weight? I think this is two for the price of one, because if you consider whatever you eat, and I'm referring here to carbohydrates, hey, the big four. So if you go to the Kruger National Park, you go and look for the big five. But when it comes to dietetics, we have the big four, very exciting, which includes vegetables, fruit, milk, and all starches. I'm just, you know, going through them very quickly. But should you have one of these, you have it goes to your stomach, it turns into sugar. So we know this. And then that sugar can either become fuel, produce breast milk, give you energy, or that sugar could also become fat. Now, that's not what we want. So for every molecule of fat that you store, the body actually stores in three areas: on the liver, on the stomach, and cholesterol. So do we want that? No, we don't. So how can I mediate this? What can I do? How can I improve the odds? How can I avoid the pothole? So I think key would be to drink when you eat. I think for me, that's an easy one. Let's say, what can a new mom do? I mean, okay, she can focus on adequate hydration, which means you aim to have at least 250 to 300 milliliters of fluid with every meal or snack. So why is this? Because if I've eaten my snack, my apple, my yogurt, my carb-containing food, it's going to become sugar, it could become fat, but I can stop that by drinking fluid when I eat. Because what happens now? The fluid mixes in the stomach with the sugar, and the excess sugar is flushed out through the urine, which actually stops weight gain, and it leads to weight loss. And I think that is, I want to say, a very easy first go-to? If you say, let me try to address my weight after pregnancy, what can I do? I hear you, you know, ditch the wine and start running. But for a new mom, the challenges that she's facing, I think this fluid option to...
I like that thing.
Is a really practical one.
It's also something that obviously lactation consultants also always say, if you're wanting breast milk and you need to have
hydration.
So I think it adds to the whole new mom thing is drink water. So you should also not hydrate with Coca-Cola. That's not
okay. I think devil's in the details.
Luckily, all those things also have now sugar-free and caffeine for options as well. So, but drink water and hydrate. That is important.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
It's been another great show today. And if you only just joined me, don't despair, because this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast after the show on chaifm.com. So you should be able to find this and other shows on there, because today we were talking about weight loss after pregnancy. And it's such a relevant topic. And I know so many moms ask about it and talk about it, because it is also... It can be such a struggle, but it's been so great with my guest speaker, Lisa Snyman today, a dietitian and mom of two, talking about this. And just before we went to ad break, we were talking about what you can do to help with this. And one of the big things she mentioned was hydrating. So drinking enough fluid while you're breastfeeding, or even if you're not, drinking enough fluid can help for sure during that journey, especially in the beginning. So the single one biggest tip is that drink water. That's important for you, and always, not just in weight loss. But what, just before you go, Lisa, what is kind of a realistic expectation? Like I said, for me, in some ways, I guess it took 10 years to get back to my pre-pregnancy weight. What is a realistic kind of goal for weight loss? Back into shape?
Yes. Interesting question. You know what? I think if you set out to lose weight, considering the pressures a new mom is under, I would advise 3 kilos a month to 4. Okay, 4 kilos means a kilo a week, and it sounds easy. But I mean, if you have to do this week after week, the challenge is on. Yeah. 3 kilos a month actually just...
Takes the edge off,
a little bit of the stress-free. But I can also give you a guide, your listeners, another hot tip. In the practice, we like using psyllium husk, which is a super soluble fiber. Now, this guy is a fat and sugar trapper, which is available from your store Dis-Chem that you had the ad on earlier. So they can get it from the shops, and they can have, it comes in a capsule form, but it also comes as a powder form, and they can have 1 capsule or 1 teaspoon.
Just repeat it again. What is it called?
Ooh, the magic word, psyllium, P-S-Y.
Psyllium.
Yes.
Okay.
Psyllium husk. And you take 1 teaspoon with your main meals, or if you're lucky, you can get it in a capsule form. So this, why? This traps fat and it traps sugar and prevents it from being absorbed. And the added bonus, it keeps your bowel regular. So weight loss with other benefits and not invasive. It's not a chemical compound and surely safe to take during pregnancies. Also, when your baby is, well, when your toddler is maybe sick and has a bit of diarrhea, you can also use psyllium husk. It just binds the stool. So magic product all around. But for the weight loss, that is a magic product.
Also, for that newborn phase as a mom, I think getting back into getting regular does not sound bad.
No, it's no laughing matter. So I think the psyllium husk has a dual role.
Yes. Right. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today. Just before you go, where can people reach you or find you?
Oh, we are on Instagram under Diet Sense, the handle, or you can check out our website, Lisa's name on Diet, where we're available to answer questions and help you on your way to greater health.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Have a wonderful day.